So we are seeing there is this explosion, but more exciting is the evolution of what's happening within the enterprise, within companies, within marketing organizations, when you can build what you want, the way you want it, when you need it. Less friction, more speed. There's a lot you can unlock.
Hello and welcome to Low Code Ninjas. This is a very special episode because I get the pleasure and privilege of interviewing Peggy, who had that same pleasure and privilege, if I may say so, of interviewing me when we released our previous report that I had primarily written on Low Code Explosion. This time, Peggy is the primary author of our newest report, which is on the state of low code right now. Peggy, talk to us about the report. What can we expect? It's coming up in about a month, correct?
Yeah, it's coming up. It might even be sooner. You never know. I mean, we're done. I'm done. It's going to be a very interesting sort of building on what you wrote, right? So you were telling us about how things are exploding, particularly in retail, and your research showed that. I'm taking a different angle. I'm saying, okay, we had the low-code explosion, and I look at the reasons for that. One of them, obvious, you know, pandemic, lockdown. We want things the way we want them. We want them on mobile. Tons of research about that. My favorite one, e-commerce accelerated 4 years and 4 months, right? So mobile is on track to account for half of sales by September 2022. If you're not on mobile, what are you doing? There is no alternative. And then the question is no longer, is a mobile app a must? The question is, how quickly can you get one, right?
Yeah.
How quickly can you get one? How quickly can you deliver?
And how quickly can you deliver something that is great for your customers in all the different ways that they expect an app to be great, right?
Yes. It has to be the friction-free. It has to have the features. I mean, pandemic, we are a little bit spoiled. Right. And we did this on our show. We've done a couple of low code ninja shows. Video conferencing. Why would you not have that? How are you going to get it very quickly?
Yeah.
If you're in retail, buy online, pick up in store. It's a must. It's not a question. It's a must. So these are the types of features we want. We want them friction free because even coming out of a pandemic, we never have patience. Right. Yes.
True. And, very true.
And speaking as the female of our team, you know, I'm the shopping person. At least I don't know what you do. You're probably.
I don't know. You don't see my receipts. Most of what I buy, I don't buy that much. But when I buy stuff, it tends to be expensive. My wife will tell me so.
Now I've got the dredge shopping, right? A little bit of that. And so friction-free features. And we have some research, you know, there is some research in the report about that. But at the other level, you also have an explosion of interest and demand for apps. But you have a finite resource, you know, talent, people.
Yes. And an expensive resource.
Expensive resource. And one that, it's work from home and you can find innovation around the planet, but that still doesn't make up for the fact. And Joe Hurd even told us this, right? Our guest, you know, you can't find the developers and engineers fast enough in order to deliver increasing levels of business automation that's needed to run the businesses.
Well, and also, I mean, like when they're building something, you've got a set of code that needs to be maintained and grown and maybe fixed, updated to go along with your website, all that stuff, right?
Absolutely. So that's why we have an explosion, because this allows us to do this. And more importantly, and this is my favorite part of the report, as well as my favorite show, I have to say, the one that's also getting the most love, I think, in social media, because it resonates completely, right? Is the idea that 2020, the year of no code, when developers and citizen developers alike lean into no code digital transformation. That's Amit Zavery. He's vice president of product and engineering for Google Cloud. He said that on our interview as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sets the stage for where we're going. I love it.
That's mm-hmm. the interesting part, right? So mm-hmm. so he said, hey, 2020 was the year of no code. So yeah. you're writing the state of low code and no code. Yeah. What is 2021 about?
Exactly. We pick up there because we have this lovely idea of mass acceleration, innovation, and democratization of the tools to build the future. So what is that future going to be? Well, I'm not going to say I'm a futurist, John, that's you.
Come on. I want the crystal ball here, Peggy. Tell us what's going to happen, what stocks to pick, everything.
yeah, exactly. Well, there's some of that. No, I'm just kidding. Because then the registrations will be over the into the roof here. But no, seriously. We do have a view into this if we just jump off and connect some dots in some of the things we're seeing, right? So we are seeing that there is this explosion, but more exciting is the evolution. Mm-hmm. The evolution of what's happening within the enterprise, within companies, within marketing organizations, when you can build what you want, the way you want it, when you need it. Less friction, more speed. There's a lot you can unlock. I mean, it's fascinating. It's exciting. It's also good business and lucrative. That's why it's really exciting.
So what's really interesting, what you're saying there is the you that you're talking about, the you that you're referring to. You're not just saying the you as in the brand in general. Of course, the brand in general is building all that stuff, but it's the you that is the marketing manager. It's the you that is the leader of a division. It's the you that is a somebody buried in the organization somewhere that wants to build something, wants to make something, doesn't have a $500,000 budget, doesn't have three developers, doesn't have any of that stuff, but can build something very, very cool. And that makes that brand very agile, is what you're saying, correct?
Exactly. Makes it very agile and also very innovative. Now we're seeing this already. It's not just me excited, right? Investors are excited. Look at low code companies, right? Look at valuations, look at investments, look at all the activity with everyone else thinking, yes, companies that do this are on the cusp of something. They're getting, you know, $1 billion valuations, obviously. There's Zapier, there's Airtable, there's a long list. I list them in the report, but that's not the point. That's just showing that the market also thinks this way. So mm-hmm. if you have companies looking at like this, investors looking at like this, something is happening. Now, what's really interesting is when all of that comes together, and that's 2021 and beyond. So that's the future I'll get to.
Well, what's interesting to me is a big part of your report is not just the low code companies and the no code companies that are building tools and getting these $1 billion valuations. It's what brands are doing with those tools. It's not just also the brand new startups, the hot Silicon Valley startups. There's some very, very old brands that are doing some very, very new things to unlock huge amounts of value. Give us a preview of what you've written about that.
Okay, true. I've looked at a couple startups because that's always exciting. But more interesting is the innovation in established companies, because they have to break out of silos. They have to break out of their mindset. And a great company that I looked at is Saks Fifth Avenue, right? We're talking an established, well-known brand, you know, store. I'm a woman. Stores are experience shopping, right? And what do you do with, what is going on here? What are they using it for? Okay, at one level, very much it's about the experience, but it's also about unlocking value, not just for the consumers, not just for the shoppers, not for that convenience that we were talking about. Unlocking value also for the shareholders, because you can restructure the company. You can unlock value. You can pinpoint areas and separate those. So in the case of Saks Fifth Avenue, it split the luxury department store website into separate business units, right? It raised $500 million from venture capital firms and said, okay, these are the mobile and digital assets. They're Saks.com. They're valued at $2 billion. Here's the brick and mortar companies. They comprise also a business known as SFA that'll be wholly owned by HBC, which owns Saks Fifth Avenue. But if you look at this from the view of what is low code and no code enabling here, it's transformation in a company that isn't born mobile, that isn't a mobile maverick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, what's super interesting there is that, as you mentioned, Saks Fifth Avenue is owned by HBC. HBC is Hudson's Bay Company. Hudson's Bay Company was formed sometime in the 1600s by decree from King James of England to exploit the natural resources in the Hudson Bay in Canada. This is not a young company. This is a really, really old company. It's one of the oldest companies on the planet. And what you're saying is it's doing some very, very interesting engineering of how it goes to market, what brands it exposes, and how it exposes itself as well to the capital markets, and putting off some high growth, direct to consumer, e-commerce, mobile commerce, mobile enabled parts of itself that it's created with low code and no code tools, and is realizing tremendous growth and value as a result. That's super interesting.
That is the point of the evolution. So evolution might sound dull, but here it's exciting because this is about unlocking value, unleashing talent, you know, evolving the company, the connected company that I've been writing about for over a decade, because that was the whole sort of transformational digital acceleration stuff, right? From the Accentures of the world. I'm not dissing anyone here, but you know, we've heard about it already. We've heard about it. The connected company. I remember writing an article about it. I don't know how long ago that was, but now the company can do that. It can connect certain parts of the company to other parts. It can bundle parts of the company that it thinks need to be bundled. They can tear down silos because it doesn't have to worry about the structure. It just bypasses that mess and puts it all together using low code and no code. I think that's exciting.
I think it is exciting, and maybe we'll end here. So the report's coming out. Maybe it's a month. Maybe it's a couple of weeks. Could be really quick. Mm-hmm. Depends on design phase. You've written the bulk of it, or maybe all of it so far. That's exciting. You said the year of no code was 2020, and now we're into the evolution of that and what that unlocks. Sounds revolutionary, actually.
Yes.
Give us a hint. The future enterprise, the future marketer, what's it look like?
Future enterprise, I'll start there because that's going to be the idea of, again, these silos we've been hearing about forever. You can just say, I will enable this to happen across that organization. All of a sudden, sort of cross-functional, multidisciplinary, that becomes streamlined. That's very exciting. Mm-hmm. For the marketer as well, because the marketer, as you know, is, you know, what is the CMO? He's the CIO. He's the CTO. He's the chief brand safety officer now. I mean, what isn't a marketer, right? it's so many hats. It's so much pressure. I wouldn't want to be one. But the point is that you can be able, as a marketer, the future marketer will be able to say, I'm making a compelling campaign. I'm going to do that this way. I'm going to add this feature into the app. I'm going to, you know, product is the new marketing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see through the customer data and insights, what does the customer want and is responding to in the app, and bring that immediately back in the feedback loop and put that out in the app.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, this has been great. Can't wait to see the full report in all its designed glory. Where will it be available?
It will be available on the Follow Analytics website. You'll have to register for download and read it there. And I think we'll probably have a few people from the report here on our show as well.
I think that's a great idea. And I'm coming out with this right now. So, you know, somebody can shoot me down later, but I think we should do a webinar on it. I think we should do a webinar on some of the key points there and evaluate those. So that is exciting. Thank you, Peggy. And before we close here, you know, as I typically do, you also typically ask the questions and somebody else has to answer them. How have you liked this role reversal?
Actually, I like it. I mean, it's something I'm really excited about, right? And I think that comes through. So I've enjoyed it because you've asked very probing questions at the right point to push us past just the material of the white paper, of the report, and to what it really means. I want to make it actionable, and I think that's what we've done.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time, Peggy.
Thank you, John.